Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast. So excited to join us. Before we jump into today's topic, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Bar none. They have been a sponsor for, I don't even remember how long they've been a sponsor of this podcast. But mention them, mention Coach Collins, mention any of my podcasts, and they'll give you $450 off, and they'll take really, really good care of you. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking for the one-stop shop, if you're looking for mentors, if you're looking for someone that has actually done it, won it at the highest level, been nationally ranked at the high school level, won three state titles, know what it is to turn a program that had no one applied for, I was the only applicant, and turned it into a perennial ranked team. So I've got the secret sauce. I'm more than willing to help you. I'm more than willing to get on calls and do those things to help you become a better basketball coach. That's what I'm going to do during my retirement, which isn't too far off. But anyway, come over, join us. Some big changes coming up, some price changes, all that kind of stuff. So you're going to want to jump in before the fall. All right. So how is basketball coaching like an Apple Store employee? That's a good question. Well, I'm going to answer it. So here's the issue is when they train Apple employees in their Apple stores, and I just was there recently to get my daughter a computer for college. They teach their employees to let the person solve the problem. So they come in, you know, I come in or someone comes in and they can't find their contacts. They can't find the find a phone thing. They can't find how to use iMovie. So they don't grab the iPad or the phone or the thing from them. They're taught this the first day in training. They're taught to let them do it. Now, could someone do it? Yes. Could they find their contacts? Probably. But what they're teaching is, and I think this is the important part, they're teaching them how to navigate the phone, right? They're teaching them how to swipe down. Think about what the things we do now with our iPhones or our things where we swipe up. So we never did that. It was a flip phone. If you watch the old Office episodes, it was a flip phone. There was nothing like swiping. You know, we had to learn that on our own. We had to learn how to navigate our own phones. Okay. So here's the takeaway as a coach. We have to let our players navigate on the floor. We have to teach them to be problem solvers. In the short run, you can explain things, but we have to let them fail. We have to let them circle through. And we have to let them be problem solvers. Okay. I have seniors in high school now that can't read clocks like a normal clock. Because they haven't had to. They've had their phones. Our school just got renovated. They just put in clocks where it says the actual time. But the good kids, the kids that really want to know, will problem solve. We'll figure out what 10:02 looks like on a standard clock. So you don't know how to let them navigate. You know, they will figure out the solution. So some examples that I do, especially in some of our offenses where, let's say we're going down, there's reads coming off a screen. Okay. We have to teach them to navigate that. Okay. The person is trailing me. I'm going to curl, or they're cheating to the middle. I'm going to flare up high. The part of us as coaches or teachers is we want to teach them to problem solve. We want to teach them to navigate. And some of that can be in small sided games like 2-on-2, 3-on-3. Some of it can be, I was just talking to a teachhoops.com member a couple days ago. We were talking about his team and how we could use small sided games. But what I was telling him, and I think this is really important, I want to reemphasize it here today, is maybe you have a drill you really like. Maybe it's a 3-on-2 drill or something like that. You should do that drill every day. Like there, I've had teams where they would pressure us and we would turn the ball over and throw it to grandma in the third section. It was crazy land. But we would do that. Guarantee we would do that. But every day we worked on getting pressured and trying to beat pressure and what it felt like to be pressured in the backcourt and be able to try to all of those things. But I didn't do the same drill every day for 3 weeks. I changed it. I changed the restrictions. I changed what I was doing, the constraints on it. Sometimes they could dribble. Sometimes they couldn't dribble. Sometimes they had to pass it to the middle. So what I'm going to challenge you is to make them problem solvers. I'm going to challenge you to think of your top two or three, your top two or three drills that you really like that you think will make your team better, you think will be good for your league or whatever. And then think of three or four constraints with that to start with. You know, we'll run our offense, we'll do it no dribbles, then we'll do it with one dribble, then we'll do it with an extra defender. We'll change the constraints. And when we're doing that, we're making them problem solvers. So hopefully the takeaway from this is Apple Store employees, when they get trained, are like basketball coaches. They're taught to let kids and customers be problem solvers. And that's what I'm going to challenge you this week, is to make your players problem solvers, like Apple employees. Okay. And if you're a problem solver and you want to become a better basketball coach, go over and check out teachhoops.com
for coaches who want to get better.
All right. Have a great day, everybody.
Sports Social Podcast Network.